A bill that would allow addiction treatment providers to hold a patient for up to 72 hours goes before a legislative committee today. Governor Charlie Baker proposed the bill. A controversial provision in the governor's bill would allow treatment providers to hold a patient involuntarily for as long as 72 hours to determine what type of additional treatment might be needed. Kurt Isaacson, who's president and CEO of Spectrum Health Systems, the largest provider in Massachusetts, says he would opt out of that.
If they're being held for 3 days in an ER, I think that's fine. I think there's some patient rights and advocacy issues that go along with that.
That would pose a difficulty for you, right? You'd have to make big changes and have locks on the doors. Presumably, a lot of the details of this still need to be worked out, but that would be a whole different way of doing business. Do you think, opt out of that?
We would opt out of that. We have no interest in keeping clients against their will.
Some, but not all, emergency room doctors are concerned that hospital ERs could end up boarding patients. So we visited one of the busiest hospital emergency rooms in the state.
So this is the entrance to our emergency department for patients who walk in.
Dr. Jason Tracy is chief of emergency medicine at South Shore Hospital in Weymouth.
This is also an area where we have overdose patients arrive.
And how many patients do you see?
We see 100,000 patients a year.
In the ER, just in the ER.
Correct. You will notice that we do have Narcan in our lobby because it is not infrequent that we have patients who need to get Narcan in our parking lot right outside the lobby entrance.
How would you describe it in terms of what you've seen in the past couple of years, the opioid epidemic and how it's affected this emergency room?
We see opiate overdoses every day.
Multiple. On the tour with us is Patrick Kent, Director of Emergency Department Recovery Services at Gosnold, a treatment provider that works with the hospital. The governor's bill also calls for professionally credentialing recovery coaches, those in roles similar to Kent's, who help patients navigate the system. The thinking is if coaches are credentialed, insurers might pay for them.
I am embedded in the South Shore Hospital Emergency Department. The biggest thing that I can do is convey to a patient that early recovery is not about perfection. It's about recognizing that one good decision can lead to another. And in this touch point, since we're in a crisis, that good decision would be to accept referral to treatment.
So the governor is proposing, requiring in this legislation, that people would be sent to treatment for 72 hours to assess what they might need and perhaps go to the courts and involuntarily commit that person to treatment. I'd like to ask both of you what you think of that and how you think it might change what you're doing right now at South Shore Hospital. Dr. Tracy.
From a physician's perspective, somebody who repeatedly overdoses needs repeated doses of Narcan. That's self-injurious and similar to somebody who is exhibiting suicidal behavior. We do feel that that's somebody who needs more intensive treatment.
There are some folks, obviously, who say that involuntary treatment doesn't work and it's not effective. But you're saying that there are some cases, if the substance use disorder is severe enough, those folks should have to go into treatment. Patrick.
Meeting with a patient first in the emergency department, a patient might decline my offer during that time. But over the next 1 to 3 days, what we see is during our follow-up calls to those patients and to those families, we see patients that decline treatment in the emergency department but then accept treatment. Now, with this new legislation, I think we're on board with what the governor has outlined. And a lot of patients who might go involuntarily, something might click.
You agree with Dr. Tracy that
yes,
there are times it's necessary.
I do.
Also in the governor's legislation is a requirement to look at what you do specifically.
Sure.
What is a recovery coach?
So the first distinction I would like to make is what I do is slightly different than a traditional recovery coach. I'm working with a patient who is in crisis. That's not to say that a recovery coach doesn't work with patients who are in crisis. They absolutely do, but they're developing longer-term relationships. We're helping families and patients move from the emergency department to the next appropriate level of care of treatment, whether that's inpatient, typically it's inpatient treatment, but also outpatient if appropriate.
So overall, you would say that this legislation is a welcome move for you and you think it will help you better address this epidemic?
Absolutely.
Yes, I agree.
Particularly in working with Patrick and others, those who've had lived experience, also seeing patients that I never would have imagined coming out of this. I've seen there is an option for patients who really are suffering. And so that's why I think efforts like this and continued efforts and whatever we can do, we now have hope.
That's Dr. Jason Tracy, Chief of Emergency Medicine at South Shore Hospital in Weymouth. We also spoke with Patrick Kent, who leads ER recovery services for Gosnold. The legislature's Committee on Substance Use, Mental Health, and Recovery holds a hearing on the governor's opioid bill at the Statehouse later today.